Okay, we're picking up on the Gemara on Zion Amud Beis from the last line of the words of Rav Yosef Amar. So now Rav Yosef is continuing to discuss the reason of Rav Yosef that you need to figure out the valuation for these silk garments. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar Shavei Kesef Hareyu Kekesef, because we learn that Shavei Kesef is like Kesef. We're going to learn from the Pasuk of Yashiv that teaches you the Rabbos Shavei Kesef is Kekesef, that items that are, meaning Shavei Kesef, anything like a chair or whatever it might be, a phone, all those are Shavei Kesef. They're not actual currency, but they're worth something. They all have the value, a chair or whatever it might be worth, $15, $20, a phone or more. Every single thing, those are all considered Shavei Kesef. So when it comes to Kesef, Ma, Kesef, Dekaitz, that when it comes, I know, if I'm giving her a dollar bill, she knows that that's worth $1. If I give her $5, etc., that is currency. That's what it means. That's what always Kesef is understanding. It's the currency of where you are. Av Shavei Kesef, Nami, Dekaitz. And so too, when it comes to Rav Yosef is pointing out that you need to know the valuation of the item that we're discussing. And once you know that evaluation according to Rav Yosef, so then it would not be a problem for Kiddushin, then you could use it, because then everybody knows if it's done through an expert evaluation, and everybody will know how much in fact it is worth. And now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, again we're on the top of Chesed Medalf, now Amar Rav Yosef. Yosef says, Minam Minala, where do I know to say this? Desana, we learn from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Gabi Eved Ivri, that was sold to a goy. So an Eved Ivri was sold to a goy. The Pasuk says, Mikasef Miknaso. The Pasuk says, from Kesef Miknaso. That I'll just read the whole Pasuk. Im od rabos bishanim lefian yashuv gulasa mikesef miknaso. If there are more years left until the Ovel, then you can yashuv gulasa mikesef miknaso. You can pay and work your way out of it through paying to the goy. So we can learn from the Pasuk, bekesef uknikne, that the Eved Ivri can use kesef. Ve'eno nikne betzvel vekelim. He's not allowed to use produce or any vessels, or you can't use any kelim, or pots, pans, anything that like those things. You cannot be used. That's what we call shavei kesef. So the Gemara says, "Hi, tuvah v'kelim echidam." What exactly is the Braisa talking about that you couldn't use the tuvah v'kelim? You can't use the produce and vessels. Echidam, ilei medila makna b'klal. They're going to tell me that it doesn't work. That doesn't work because it shouldn't be work to be poda himself. Yashiv Geulaso Marachman El Rabbos Shavei Kekesef. Kekesef, we learn from Yashiv Geulaso that he can use any method which is like Shavei Kesef. So he can pay his way back with, if he has lots of strawberries, let him pay $1,000 worth of strawberries to work off his debt. That's what we see. The Rabbos Shavei Kesef. However, Idelez Bu Shavei Pruta, but if we're going to tell me that Bryce is talking about a case that the Tuvah Kelim is not worth anything, it's not worth a Shavei Pruta, so then that also is a problem. My area, so Tuvah Kelim, I feel a Kesef Nami, then it shouldn't Dafka be Shavei Kesef, it should be everything that it would not work to be Pekone, because it's a Pachas B'Shavei Pruta. So Rav Yosef points out from the Raya from the Bryce, Lalav, the Isbu Shavei Pruta, Vekevin El Kaitzi Lo. So it must be that the Bryce is talking about a case where the Tuvah Kelim are in fact worth a Shavei Pruta. However, they are not set, and they're not evaluated, and therefore, since they're not evaluated, the Braisa is teaching us that you cannot use, they're not valid for a Kenyan, and that is how we're stuck, or forced, to explain the Braisa. So we learn from the Braisa that you cannot be Kona and Eved with Shavei Kesef when it's not Ketuvim, when it's not a set value of, you don't know how much it is, and not an expert, Shuma wasn't an expert evaluated, how much it's worth. And that's with the Halacha by Eved Ivri, so we're applying that so too by the Halacha by Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Idach, Rabbah, who disagrees, so how is he, Rabbah understands that you can be Kone B'Shavei Kesef if you don't know the amount. He disagrees with Rav Yosef, so how is he going to explain the Braisa? He's going to explain the Braisa of the following, Halchik Amar, here's how I'll explain it. B'Toras Kesef Nehu Nikne, that an Eved can be Niknes on Toras Kesef, meaning you could pay Kina Kesef, V'in Nikne B'Toras Tvua V'Kelim, and he cannot be bought through the payment of a kinyan done through Tvua V'Kelim. What is considered Tvua V'Kelim and Shavei Kesef? How do you do, what type of kinyan do you do with Tvua V'Kelim? Remind you, what type of kinyan is that? Says the Gemara, Chalipin, because we know the Pasuk says that V'zos Lifnim Yisrael, Alagula V'Altmura L'Kayim Kol Davar Shalaf Ish Na'alav V'Nasan L'Re'eyu. This Pasuk is in Rus. We learn it from there. Boaz is trying to explain to make a kinyan over there. those laws, that we learn from there that this is how you do the Kinyan Chalipin. The Kinyan Chalipin, that's a famous shtickle that Rav Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that a Kinyan Chalipin really is a Kinyan that's different than all other Kinyanim because it's a Kinyan fully with Das. Every other Kinyan, there's a Maisa that's Mechiach what you're doing. When you do Mashiach, you do Akbah, you're bringing it into your Shus, you're picking it up, you're doing something which a Chalipin is really, what, just exchanging something and then I'm buying something else. It's a Kinyan through Gemiras Das. And that's why he brought in different nafkamina throughout Shas. There's a mandama that you need edim. There's a machlokas whether you need kelim shalkon or kelim shemakna. How could that possibly be? We don't have the machlokas anywhere else. Whether whose type of kelim could you do? We learn out that you could also do a kinyan on karka and a kinyan on both on land and movable property with kinyan chalipi. Usually, only works for one or the other. Whatever, right? The gemara says or whatever does with for karka doesn't work for kelim. There's some exceptions, but the ba'etzim that's a rule, and chalipin is therefore another one. Whatever, this is a famous shtickle that Rav Soloveitchik said over kinyan chalipin. So this is we see over here by Torah's kesef nigdav ena nigdav by Torah's tefuah v'kelim, and that is considered chalipin. We learn over here because what a kli was they did shalaf ishnala, so they used the shoe to create the kinyan. We see that you can do it through kelim, and we learn also that it's tefuah as well, and peros is not just na'alayim, but it's everything else, not just shoes, na'al and the buzzer, but it's everything. That's actually going to be machlokas. That's what we learn out from over here. The Gemara says, so according to this, Tvuva Kalim of the Breisa is telling us that you can't do a Kinyan Chalipim for a Kinyan Evig. Yivrin, you can also can't do it for a Kinyan for a Isha. But Rav Nachman, our peros lavde Chalipim, but Rav Nachman understands that you can never have peros and Tvuva become a Kinyan Chalipim. As we mentioned, that when it says the Shalaf Ish Nalo, that's Bedavka. Even though it says Lekayim Kol Davar, this is the way to be doing everything, that doesn't mean. It means only through this method of using na'alayim. It has to be dafka. It has to be that. It has to dafka be kelim and not these other things. Not everything. So it's only dafka kelim, which is mentioned in the pasuk, and not anything else. So then I clearly don't need to explain tefillah of a kelim. I can't explain tefillah of a kelim as I'm telling you it's chalipin because it never works for chalipin ever. So how is Rav Nachman going to explain this? It says the Gemara, Ma'ikalimimar. What are you going to say according to Rav Nachman? Ella la olam, the Braisa is talking about the leis behu shave pruta. That this tefuva kelim, really, it doesn't have a shave pruta. In this case, that you can't be koneh the eved because you don't have a shave pruta. So the Gemara says, but that's pashut. It's covered in my area, tefuva kelim, afilu kesef nami. So why are you mentioning the case of shave kesef? Mention the case of actual kesef that's not shave pruta, that also doesn't work. So the Gemara says, lomi baikamar. Now the Braisa is teaching us in the type of lomi baikamar, meaning you don't even need to say this. You don't even need to say that that lomi bay kesef isbe shave pruta in ilal la. It's pashut that only when it works every ivri and similar thing by kedushin, only when it's a shave pruta. If it's less than that, it doesn't work. And similar by never ivri, bikona never ivri, you need a shave pruta. That's pashut. So aval tuva kelim ima medikarva nasayu gamar maknash. I would have thought there's at least some usage to it. Yes, it's not worth a shave pruta, like a bookmark. If I cut off this bookmark, it's probably not a shave pruta. If I cut off part of the bookmark, maybe it is. But it's debatable. So at least I could use that on and on and on. So it's a language that's at least somewhat mekarvayo nasayu, that the hana, it comes right away, and it's something which you can enjoy. So maybe I would have thought that it should work. Gamar maklanashe, the Eved Ivri is maskim to be makta himself, is maskim that the other person should acquire him through that. Kamash Bolam, that is not the case, that when it comes to this, that it's not, if it's not a Shavar Pruta, it's not valid. Similar by Anisha, we would say the same Svara, and therefore you can't learn anything from the Braisa that Shavar Kesef needs to have a Shuma, needs to have an evaluation, as Rav Yosef wanted to prove. We've therefore rejected the proof. So now Rav Yosef continues, and Rav Yosef says, I can give another Raya. I'm Rav Yosef, Mina Minala. I'll bring you another case, I'll give you another Raya from the case of Pedyon Aber. We know when it comes to Pedyon, then the Torah tells you that you have to give Chamesh Shleim to the Kohen. And so the Av gives not Chamesh Shleim, but rather he gave whatever, it might be an animal. So the Gemara says, the Braisa tells about the case where you have Egel Zel Pedyon Bini, an Egel which is given, an animal to be put to the Pedyon Bechor. Or Talizel Pedyon Bini, you want to use it, or a garment, Lomar Klum. So the halacha is that you cannot use that as a pidyon for the bet. So egal ze bechamesh shloim lepidyon ami, or talizu bechamesh shloim lepidyon ami. The five shloim, it's worth five shloim. It's been evaluated, and I'm valuing a five shloim. Or the garment's been evaluated, the animal, or the garment's been evaluated five shloim. So the brayso tells you bana pado, that does work. To which Rav Yosef points out, hi pidyon heichidami, which is this case that the brayso is talking about. Ile Madalosha, you're gonna tell me in a case where neither of these two items are actually worth five salaim. So the Gemara says, Kol Kamine. So that the Av has obviously no sheichas to be able to pota that with something less than the Torah prescribed. Elalav afagav deshave, that it's actually, in fact, worth the five, it was worth more than five slim, but we didn't know the exact valuation because it was not established in an expert evaluation. So then came into lokaitzi lo, it is not something which has been evaluated, and we don't know the exact number, so we can't give a monetary number to it. Even though it definitely is worth more than five, it's not going to be valid. So this is another proof for Rav Yosef that in order to make a shave kesef work in these two circumstances, it needs to be evaluated. So then we can turn it, when it's evaluated, it kind of changes its status to a type of currency. So the Gemara says, lo, that is not a proof for Rav Yosef. We could say, la'olam de lo shavi. Really, actually, in fact, it was not worth five salim. So how could it be that the seifa works in a case where you say it's like five salim? Could go into kibbalah, we're talking about the brisa, where the kohen is mekabel that amount on himself to say it's like five salim. And apparently that works, even though it's a very fascinating thing, because they would have thought that is the price of the rice, you have to do it. But we're saying that if he's mekabel that it's like five slime for him, then apparently that works. It's, in his evaluation, it works as five slime. Kihad Rav Kahana shakel sudim be'pedin aben. The Rav Kahana took a covering that he would put over his head for a pedin aben. Amar lei, so he said to the father, this is worth chamesh slime to me because I have to wear it over my head. So the Gemara, it was an Adam Chashuv, and a person is not supposed to not be covering his head when he's walking out. This is a Shaila about, is it Mamish, like, more like a kippah type of thing, or is it actually like an Atifa? It seems to be more like an Atifa, even that's something that used to wear, which is that's the Shaila, like wearing a hat, is that Mekayim, the din of Atifa. Lechora, you're covering your head, and that's the big, like Shachris, let's say. It's one of those things I still never understand, is that people don't do an atifa. There's no negative, and it's just it's brought down in halacha, and as far as that's the proper way to davening is through an atifa. Okay, not wearing a hat, we don't talk about mincha marav, it's fine. We'll discuss another discussion, because that's not the way necessarily you go to an adam chashuv bisman hazeh, which is a shayla. Maybe if it is the way you go to a rosh yeshiva, then it is the way you go to an adam chashuv. But that's that is at least room to debate. But when it comes to shachris, everybody agrees that an atifa is a din lechatchila. The one kuda melamed zchus, I'm not saying that is a heter, is again, it might not be a chiyuv. All of Soloveitchik actually, I think, held that it is in fact a chiyuv to wear a talis over your head for any dor shebe kedusha. That's his chiddush based on the Torah actually coming up in the Yom about Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't it? Because right, it's ativ betzitzis. He said Omer lefana these yudim midos. We learn over there whenever you are saying a dor shebe kedusha that requires a tzibor, Soloveitchik is mechadish that you need a minion. You need a minion pasuk. That's a din in the pasuk. You learn Eda from that you need 10. That is not what I was talking about. The idea of that whenever you're saying a davar shebe kedusha, you need an atifa. And that's why you need a covering of a hat. So here, for an adam, maybe it's only when it's an adam chashavel should he be wearing the talis over his head. That's what the from the Gemara. The Yekis actually did that. They would only allow the people who are in smicha in the broyers, if you go there, they don't let you wear your talis over your head. Once I was with Chavir, a few of them were married, and I was still Bachar, and we walked, we used to daven, sometimes they had Ashkamim earlier than the minyan in YU on Shabbos morning, so we would daven there. It was like, I think it was at Nate's time, when the Nate was late. So we would daven there, a bunch of the Chavra, and one of them was married, and he covered his head. They asked him nicely not to, because they said only if a person is the Rav, or it's a Tzmicha or whatever, Those they wear it over their head, but the regular people just wear hats. That's what they do. They wear hats, and the formal atifa with a talis was not only for an adam chashuv. Maybe that's why they came like that. I don't really know, but that's either way. Unless you're yeki, it wouldn't necessarily be. That's not really the minig ola. The minig was always to have an atifa for Shmon Esrei at least. Anyway, that's the idea of atifa. So to have this suda, to have this. This covering for me is worth five salim because I'm an adam chashuv. I need to walk out with it, and therefore I am a kabbalah on that amount, and I would have bought it for that, and therefore it's worth that. So that says the Gemara. So Amar Vashi Lo Amran, we'd only say this halacha. Ela kigun Rav Kahana deGavra Rabu Mbaile Sudra Reisha. He needs to cover his head, and therefore it's worth that much for him, and that's how much he would pay. Avakuli Alma, a regular person, Lo is not able to imarich to do that because that is not he has to do the real amount, the valuation for him. So this is a fascinating thing. How does this apply? How is this qualification? The Rambam paskins that every kohen can be mekabel opinion of ben in less than five slim, and he can be and he says that for me it's worth five slim even if he's not an adam chashuv. So how does that work? This seems to be against our Gemara over here. So the Rashba explains that the Rambam understands that every person could be koveah for himself, that the chepetz for him is worth more than the actual valuation. And that which Rav Ashi was mechalek, seems to be against the Rambam. No, that's dafka with a sudar, with a covering that's not necessarily needed for every person, and only an adam chashuv needs it. But if it's some regular item, a household appliance that everybody uses, says the Rambam, everybody could, any kohen could be marech and say, this for me is worth five salim. So the Rashba comes on to, I believe he disagrees over there, but either way, that's what the shita of the Rambam, very fascinating shita, is. Now the Gemara says, ki ha de mar bar vashi zavin sudra me'eme. So the Rabba Mekubi. So he was Kone Asudar from the mother of Rabba from the city named Kubi. Shave Asara Bitlesar. The Sudar was worth 10 dinarim, and he bought it for 13 because he needed to wear the Sudar. He was in a Shasatara for him. So he overpaid for it. So we see that Adam Chashuv, these items were in fact worth more money. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Abilazar is Kachali Bimane, which is 100 dinar kesef. Benasanla, only 1 dinar. So the halacha is, hare mekudesh. What do you mean you have to pay the other 99? No, yashlim, as long as you later pay that amount, meaning the original principle was the kiddushin, and at that point she's already an eshesh mitaraisa, so she's mazanah, she's chayv misa. But you still have to just finish your tanai and pay the other 99. My time, because since you say, kevan damarla, mana v'yayiv dinar, kiman damarla almanaz dami, that since you say amana, and you already gave her the first of that money, it's like you're saying, almanaz, I'm going to give you the other 99. The Amar of Huna Amar Rav, Kol Omer Almanas, Kol Omer Ma'achshav Dami. The Tanai of Almanas, we had this by Gittin a lot, that in the previous Masechta, that creates a Ma'achshav, it's like from right now, and that's stating that you want this to be Chal immediately at this point. So it says the Gemara Vayter Meisive, the Braisa tells us, Hiskachali B'mane, that you should be Miskadish B'mane, V'haya Mone V'holech. So this Braisa seems to be against that. The Braisa says, I'm going to pay you a money. And then he started counting all the dinars. So he said like $1,000, and he starts paying 100, 200, 300, right? Veratza echad mehen. One of them, either it's the woman or the man, either one want to be chozer at that point. So lacha is afila binar achron. They're up to $999. They didn't pay the last dollar yet. Arshus biado. The lacha is both are allowed to be chozer because the kinyan is not chal until you complete the amount. So lachor, that's very much against what we just said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that if you start counting it, that it's valid because that's just tanai of almanas. Why is that the braces say the same halacha? So says the Gemara, must be that the braces talking about something different. Hachamas, kinyan, the braces talking about a case to amar b'manazu. You dafka say this $1,000 that I have in front of me, and that $1,000 I have in front of me was the condition for the, meaning you are now married to me on the $1,000 that I have in front of me that I'm giving to you. So that clearly says that you have to give that full $1,000. If you don't, the kiddushin was never chal. As opposed to the previous case, we're just saying, I will give you $1,000, and you give her the first 100. So then you're, the other 900 you're giving, that's just a tanai that you will be mashlim at a later point. So the Gemara says, though, that's a fine way, an answer for Rabbi Lezer, but that seems to not line up with how to explain the Braisa. Because Hamad Seifa b'manazu, that the Seifa of this Braisa talks about a case where you specifically are saying this $1,000. Reisha b'manastam l'chora, the Reisha is going to be a case where you're saying stam, that this money I'm giving over to you, and even there, that the kiddush is not going to be chal till the end. Again, kashan Rabbi Lezer. Why? How do I know that? Because the katakana seifa, the seifa says, amar la, he says to an isha, hiskachali b'manazu, you should marry me with this money. Benimtza, it's a money chaser dinar. Oh, dinar shel nechoshes. You saw that it wasn't actual golden dinar, but rather it was a copper dinar. Or, so the halacha is ain't a mekudeshes. Then the halacha is that she is not mekudeshes, because that's a, that halacha is stam. Dinar ra, haray mekudeshes v'yachlef. If it's a dinar ra, which is, the Gemara is going to explain, but that dinar ra is yotza de'achak. Maybe it's like rubbed off a little. It's not something which is good, but some money changes will take it, but not everybody. So then you're going to be makdish, is mekudeshes, the kiddushin is chal, and you can be machlef. So we see for the Gemara, if the Seif was talking about manazu, the Chor of the Risha is not talking about the same exact case. The Mishnah is not repetitive, and the Brace is not going to be repetitive and telling us the same exact thing. So says the Gemara, lo, Risha v'Seifa d'amar b'manazu. Both of them are talking about manazu. The Purusha kamei farish. The Tana is just explaining to us what exactly is going on over here. Ratza echad mehem lachzor. So if they want to be chozer from the kiddushin, I feel like they're achron or just biyado. That's what the Rashi is telling us. And how does that work? Ketzad kigoda merlav imanazu. If you say manazu, that's exactly what the Rashi is talking about, and it's not in fact a contradiction to Rav Elazar. So then now the Gemara continues that this is actually the right. It actually makes more sense to explain the Braisa this way. The first part of the Braisa was talking about Dafka Manastam. So then it's a Kavachomer. If the case of a Manastam, the Kedushin's not Chal until you give the Larry last penny. So then if you say this $1,000 in front of me I have to give you, then Kol Shekein Avada, 100% Pashut, that it shouldn't be Chal until you give the full $1,000 that are in front of you. So therefore it can't be that that's the case, and that must be that it can't be that case. So the Gemara says no. If you're going to bring that, that's the main proof from the Braisa. That's not a good proof from the Braisa. Why? Because Tana Seifa Legula Reisha. Because we have that many times. The Tana, the Braisa is trying to explain to us what the Reisha was talking about by explaining to us the Seifa. Meaning Lo Tomar Reisha B'Manazu. Maybe I would have thought that the first case is talking about Manazu, and in the case of Manastam, then you would have count that you would have assumed that. That's just a down payment, and he just has to be mashlim the rest of the payment. Avav manastam have kedushin tana seifa manazu mechal dereisha manastam afilo achi lo have kedushin, and therefore that we learn from over here that in this case that we say that the that it's not talking that's not a raya to assume that it was manastam manazu it's not a raya based on that because it wouldn't have been a kol shekein because I wouldn't have known which one is talking. I would have to mention both cases to teach you that it applies. In the case as well, when you say manazu, manastam. Ravashi amar monev aholech shayni. Ravashi says the different way to explain the steer of the braisa for Rebbe Lazar. You could say that when a person is starting to count what's in front of him, that is clearly a different halacha. That clearly indicates that this is the $1,000 that he plans to give her. The daita kula. In that case, clearly she wants to be miskadeshet with that money. That's what she accepted, and in that case, he can't be mochel. And Rebbe Lazar would agree to that halacha. But when it comes to Rebbe Lazar's halacha, he's talking about when you didn't start counting and he just gave the 100 as a down payment. And in that case, she agrees to the get the 1,000 later. That would be the kedushin, and that's like an almanas that he's going to give her $1,000 at some point. Hi, dinar shel nechoshes, hey chedami. What is the dinar shel nechoshes? So idi adabei, if she knew about it, so then she accepted. Hasav rekabla, she accepted the kedushin on that condition. And so, why is that a problem? Latuicha diavin alei belelia. No, he gave it to her at nighttime where she couldn't really see what if it, that it was made out of copper. So therefore. Or he gave her a few dinars in between, and he put this one in between it, and that in that case she never really accepted the nechoshes. That's why it doesn't work. So what's dinar rado? If you can't exchange it anywhere, hainu dinar shel nechoshes, similar to dinar nechoshes, which is a mekach tos, and it shouldn't work. Yet we say that it does work. No, there are some exchanges that will accept it. Most won't, and that's why it's annoying. But it's still worth the money that it's worth. So you'll have to go to the random money exchanger, you know, not in Yerushalayim. You'll have to go outside Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh to the random guy who's willing to take your dollar that's a little cut up. So that would be Shavah Kesef. It would still be Kesef, but it's not that you should give her the proper one. That's not appropriate. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar La. If the woman says, Iskachali B'mana V'nyach L'mashkon Aleha. So the man says to the woman, I'm going to give you a money. I'm going to give you $1,000. And he gives her a collateral. He gives his watch as a collateral. So ena mekudeshes halacha is that she's not mekudeshes. Turning on to the next somebody now. Why? Mana inkan, mashkan inkan. Because you don't have neither the money nor do you have the mashkan. You don't have the collateral either. Why? Because you didn't give her any, you only gave her to the money that you promised her. So that cannot take the idea of the mashkan, the idea of the collateral cannot take place for a promise that you will give. It's not based on something. So it says the Gemara, Eisir Rav Rav Nachman, Kitshav Mashkon, Mekudeshes. We have a Farisha Braisa that says that if I'm a Kaddish, a woman with a Mashkon, that's mine, that I have a collateral, so then that does work. So the Gemara says, no, it's a different case. What's the collateral in that case where it works? Hasab Mashkon Acherim. If I'm using yours, I lent you $1,000, and as a collateral, you gave me your watch. So that watch is really mine. So and I say to a woman, Arayim Mekudeshetli, with the watch at that point, the halacha is it works. Why? Rabbi Yitzchak, he brings a proof. Where do I know that the malve, the lender, is the one who's kone the mashkon? When he gives it to me, it's mamish like it's mine. Because the pasuk says that, right? That's the hamshach of the pasuk. So im ena kone tzedaka minayin. So what exactly is going on over here? We're talking about the guy needs it. And he should go to sleep. He only has one night coat. He only has one nightgown. So he's going to have nothing to sleep in if you take that. So you should give it to him. L'chad yastak and Hashem says that is going to be righteousness on your part. what's the righteousness? If it's really his and you have to give it back to him, so then poach it, you have to give it back to him. That's the whole raya from Yitzchak. Really, it is mine, but the Torah is telling you should go out of your way to be nice to him, to let him use it, and then he'll give back to you as the collateral before he pays his debt in the morning. But that's the halacha that we see ba'etzim, that item is really mine, that it's really mine. I'm being nice to give it back to him, but all the while it doesn't give me the loan, it's fully mine. So if I give it to a woman and to be mekadesh me, that is shave kesef. It's actually worth money. It has an intrinsic value to it, and that's why you're able to be mekadesh a woman. Says the Gemara, b'nei Ravuna bar Avin Zavunai amta b'prite. So a similar lacha demonstrates this point, that they wanted to buy a shivcha kreinis from a prut of nechoshes, love b'dai, but they didn't have it. So osivu naska aleh. So therefore, they gave a collateral. They gave an actual silver thing as a mashkon for them to get it. So then she was worth a lot more. She was worth $5,000. Now she went up to $3,000. The market went up. Also the commentator of Amid, so the person who owned the shivcha wanted to be closer on the mekach. So Amar lehu pirti inkan naska inkan. You didn't give money, and you don't have really the mashkon either, because the mashkon was only for a promise. For a promise, it doesn't work. That's really similar to the first halacha that we saw about mashkon, that if a mashkon is only a collateral on something which wasn't actually given yet, so that is doesn't have a chalos, and therefore we say mashkon inkan kesef inkan. So that's what we say. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us it's kachal b'mana. A man says it's kachal b'mana not lezarka liyam. She threw it in his face to the water. Or she threw it in a fire in front of him. The halacha is that it doesn't work because it's clearly demonstrating that she is not interested in his marriage proposal. However, what's the mashmos from the Braisa? The Braisa seems to be meduyak that if Hashadinus Kameh, she threw it in front of him, so then it should work. Have a kedushin. So haka amri alei, but clearly it's like shaki labina, I don't want it by throwing it on the floor. Which why is this, meaning the diuk is because you threw it to destroy it, that's why it doesn't work. If you threw it on the ground though, that seems to also demonstrate you don't want to get conditioned, yet the braisa seems to imply that it does work. So how could that be? So the Gemara says lo mibai kamer. No, it's pashat that case, meaning you don't even need to say that case. Lo mibai shadidino kamei to love a kiddush. Just pashat when you throw it in front of him, that's like spitting in his face saying, I am not interested in your marriage proposal, get out of town, I'm not interested in you. That's pashat. However, since she's now chayav to pay him back, if she's not accepting his condition as hers, it's no longer hers, so then whose is it? It was his, so she took his property and ruined it. She took the item that he took and she threw into the fire, so now she's chayav to pay back whatever amount that was worth. She gave her $100, but he has to pay back $100. So I would have thought she was accepting the kiddushin. And why did she decide to throw it into the fire? The kavod hachi, her first test to see what type of midos her husband has. I'm going to see what type of anger he has. Hello? Like, what are you doing? You idiot. He's going to yell. She's going to yell at him. So then, obviously, which is interesting, though, she already accepted the kiddushin, so then she'll have to get divorced. She should have maybe done another test before that point. But either way, I guess she's testing it to see how their marriage is going to be. Not necessarily to test whether she wants to be with him, because she already accepted the kiddushin. But she's testing him to see how her marriage is going to be. Like, what's my future look like? So therefore, the Braisa has to teach you, no, that doesn't mean that really she actually is not, in fact, accepting kiddushin whatsoever. Tana Rabbanu learned the Braisa is God shall be money. If he says, please be marry me with this money, its name Abba. She says, go give him to my father, Ulavicha, or your father. So, Eina Mekudesh, Halacha is if she does that, because she's saying, give it to someone else, she's clearly saying that she does not want to be married to him. Al Manas Shekivlim Li. If she says Al Manas, that they should be Bekabalat on behalf of me, so then Mekudeshes. So now the Tana says Abba Lodicha Koch Resha and Tanavicha Lodicha Koch Zifa. That each one, why do you say Abba Ulavich? Why is it two different cases? Because each one has a chiddush, when it doesn't work and when it does work. What does that mean? Meaning, he's got Shili B'mana, when it's going to say on the plonian, she says to give it to whoever it might be, Eina Mekudeshes. So the chiddush is Al Manashi Kabim Li Mekudeshes. That is what we learn from here, that if they're accepting on my behalf, then it works. If she's saying, just go give it to them, that doesn't work. So the chiddush is going to work, it's Tzricha for both cases. Diash Minan, Abba Vavicha, Hasam, Hu Dechi Amra Al Manashi Kabim Li, Havu Kiddushin. So then if she says Abba Vavicha, I think I skipped the before. Tana, go back for a second. Tana, previous line. Tana, Abba, Lodicha, Kocha, Dereisha, and Tana, Vicha, Lodicha, Kocha, Dereisha. I think I didn't mention that point. I didn't flesh it out. So let's go back to that for a second. Abba, Lodicha, Kocha, Dereisha means that the din of the Braisa telling the Reisha that it's still not going to work, even when it's Abba, when it's someone she clearly trusted to accept it upon herself. If she didn't explicitly say, he's mekabel on my behalf, then it does not work. And Avicha is teaching you the koach of the Seifa that in a case where she wanted to be mekabel, even for Avicha, that would work, that l'shem kiddushin, even though she doesn't really trust her father-in-law, but that still works. Now, the Braisa also says, he's gotcha l'bimane, t'nim l'poni, and she says, go give them to someone else, l'imakudeshes. So really, it works for everybody. That's why we mentioned, so that's the Seifa. So now the Gemara says, Tzricha, why do you have to mention that it works for everybody else? If it works for Aviv Avicha, close game for everybody else? No. She trusts them. So since she fundamentally trusts them, it's something that would have worked. Even her father-in-law, she does trust. She's just more than a random guy that she doesn't know, so she will trust him. They are acting on my behalf as agents. Aval Ploni, lo, I would have thought some random guy that she doesn't know is not really acting on her behalf, and it wouldn't work. And the brace is coming to Yishukam Ashpon. No, it does, in fact, work if she says that. Yishman Ploni, that case works. Who that's one. It doesn't work, rather. So the law of Kiddush, I would have thought only that case doesn't work. Because she never trusted them. She knows them well. She knows her future father-in-law. She knows her father, obviously. I would have thought that she is accepting on her behalf, and it would in fact work. So therefore, tzricha, that doesn't work either in a case where they're not mekabel explicitly on her behalf. Tana Rabbi, we learn another case. He's got shalib money, and she says name agave sela. Put them on a rock. So in a mekudeses. The rock is in Rosh Hashanah. It's not kona anything. There's no nesina. However, if it turns, then it's kona midin chater mekudeshes, because a chater is kona mitam yad. It was learned in kedush in Gittin and Bamatia that it works mitam yad. A chater is rabbi mishim yad or sarbe, and it works unless she got it to her hand. By Rabbi Hasela shel shneima. What if it's both of them? That's an interesting question. The Gemara leaves it as a take. Now the Braisa continues, it's kachili be kikar tanea lekelev ain't a mekudeshes. So she, I'll give you this loaf of bread. So Shabruta, give this loaf of bread. Can you marry me with this loaf of bread? Imaya kelev shala mekudeshes. If the dog was really hers, then it is koner because she's saving a pruta now that you fed the dog. But if it was just a stam dog, then it wouldn't work. To which the Gemara asks, Mari kelev ratzachre. But what if it's a dangerous dog that's chasing after her? Ma, what's the halacha there? Hua na the kamatzah nashman, if she's being saved by the dog. She says, I accept your kedushin, throw it in front of the animal, so it'll eat that instead of me, so it won't bite me. So then the halacha is, in that case, gamar makna l'nafshi, she really is agreeing to get married to him. Oh, duma matzi amar le, maybe she really means midaraisach even mechaylan. We have the chiyuv of al tamod al damar yacha, and the pasuk teaches you that lo tamod al damar yacha teaches you you have a chiyuv midaraisach to help your friend. And therefore, you are therefore chayav to do it, and therefore I'm not really accepting your kedushin. I'm just saying that you should do the chiyav that is mutal alecha. And the Gemara leaves it off as a teiku. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Iskat Sheli B'Kikar, and Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.